producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Warren.
Roberta Fasanelli is so funny.
Warren X9, two peas in a pod. Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen. Did I say myself twice? Well, I probably should because it is, after all, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I could say Doug and then I could say Dudley, right? And then we'd all be happy and focused on what's going on. What is going on here? Three more people have been arrested in the Oregon standoff. Ammon Bundy has urged the rest of the people there to stand down.
Or else the feds are going to basically take his whole family and throw him in jail for the rest of their lives.
Well, it's a little fishy around this story.
There must be some deal for him to come out and say, stand down. Yeah. Go back to your families and hug them. Stand down.
Well, especially
they got
with
something
the,
on him.
Well, especially the rumor. I mean, the guy that died was the name Linicum?
Yeah, he's a media darling in all of this.
Well, he was the spokesperson for the group. And the rumor, and I don't know if you guys heard the FBI press conference, but it was very vague as to how this guy died and how this shootout happened.
Richie,
and I were
play,
talking.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Richie, play the cut from the FBI guy at the press conference. The sheriff went out and talked about how the town was all stressed out. Mm-hmm. We had somebody on here yesterday, that lawyer, the lady who's been going around talking about constitutionality. She said the people in town could care less. They weren't paying any attention at all because they were 30 miles away. So the sheriff is trying to make it seem like everybody in town is all worked up about this. The lady who is the constitutional lawyer said nobody's really paying any attention. Only the news media is paying attention to it. So where's the FBI guy?
The occupation at the refuge and the actions of some of the folks down there have created a lot of stress in our community.
That's the sheriff. You got the FBI.
It hasn't just been isolated to the refuge.
Which one?
That's the sheriff.
Right.
Is the FBI guy? You got the FBI guy?
I do have the yes.
Let me be clear. It is the actions and choices of the armed occupiers of the refuge that has led us to where we are today.
No, it's not.
They had ample opportunity to leave the refuge peacefully. And as the FBI and our partners have clearly demonstrated, actions are not without consequences.
Well,
so anyway, Jen.
That's true. Actions are not without consequences. What I can't hear or figure or see, and there's got to be somebody with the world of video as it is, as somebody in the FBI, somebody in the Sheriff's Department, somebody who's there has to have a video of what happened when this guy, he left to go to a meeting, and he got stuck in a snowbank, and when he got out of his Ford 150 pickup truck that's a diesel engine, the wheels in the back were still turning, he walked into what? Did he have a gun with him, or did he go down on his knees with his hands over his head? That's where I get lost.
What the question is, and the FBI has been very vague about what actually happened surrounding his death, and the people, I mean, at least the reports that I've heard, and these are just, you know, people saying that this guy had his hands up, that they all had white flags out, yet there was still a lot of gunfire for a group of people who didn't have, that weren't firing back necessarily.
Right. And plenty of guns. But they weren't fine. I think this is another. I don't know. So I'm not feeling like it's Waco. It could be Waco all over and Ruby Ridge, all these things with the government. And so here's my secondary question about this. So we have all this firepower. We have hundreds of FBI agents, local police, state police. If we have the ability with this much firepower to work these people over, how come we can't work over Daesh? Why, if we have all of this power that we can use domestically on supposed domestic terrorists, then why haven't we got the same ability to wipe out all of these, or even if we've got all these drones that we're talking about, today's website is loaded with drone info. Why don't we load up about 1,000 drones and send them over to dispatch Daesh?
Is that coming into anybody's mind? Well, yeah, but it's about the rules of engagement. I mean,
the president,
there are huge amounts of rules of engagements. In fact, our military flies 50-plus missions every day with drones, not necessarily in person, but they fly these drones out and about, and then they're sent back because they're not allowed to use air power if, for instance, someone is in an area that is too populated or whatever. And so that's why the rules of engagement make it extremely difficult to even wait for
a lot of these guys. They
have
Osama bin Laden in their sights several times
and
weren't allowed
to
pull the trigger.
Yep. So why are they allowed to pull the trigger in this little town in Oregon that means nothing to anybody?
If you're the government, you are pretty stupid if you don't make this thing as transparent as possible, because you know that the conspiracy theorists are going to start talking. Even if it is transparent, they won't believe you.
Yeah.
So if there's any doubt coming out of the gates, you're in trouble.
Well, do they care? Remember, this is now becoming an oligarchy. Is it different if Donald Trump is president, or Michael Bloomberg is president, or Bernie Sanders is president? It won't be any different if Hillary Clinton is president, I'll tell you that.
No.
Because she's part of the routine, part of the system. Will it be different? And that's what the American public wants to know, no matter what your age. How different is it going to be if we have different leadership? And I think that's part of what plays into this. But this was, I find this upsetting and off-putting that this guy is dead. You mean they couldn't in some way, shape, or form? All right, let's say he does have a gun. So you shoot him in the leg, or you shoot him in the arm. Why do you have to riddle him with bullets? I don't. This disconnect between
because you're taught. Because the first thing you're taught is center mass. Because anybody that's not dead can shoot back. Mm. A guy with a bullet in his leg can shoot back.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm running out of ammunition here. Pardon the pun. 13 after the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us with an update on the Zika virus, amongst other things that are important to the medical world, in just a moment or two here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken and I do a weekend program called Good Day Health. You can call us at 888-553-7536 on Saturdays, or send email to me, Doug@DougSteffen.com. You have questions for Dr. Ken. Meanwhile, our question for you at the moment, Dr. Ken, is about the Zika virus and who it's affecting. There are a lot of people in the news media trying to stir this pot and scare everybody. So what are you finding in your medical sources?
Well, the usually staid World Health Organization is stirring the pot, and that's why the media is all worked up. It was a press.
Yeah, the media is all worked up because they want to scare everybody, no matter what the World Health Organization. It's a great chance to scare everybody.
Well, the Zika virus is now spreading explosively around the Americas, according to the director of the World Health Organization. In a recent press conference, Doug, the CDC has added two more distinctions, the U.S. Virgin Islands and the Dominican Republic. These are places that pregnant women may want to avoid due to potential infection with the Zika virus. Since last May, 23 countries and territories in the Americas have reported cases of mosquito-borne Zika, which is linked to a brain disorder called microcephaly. Babies with the condition have abnormally small heads, resulting in developmental issues and, in some cases, death. Do you want me to list all the 21 countries also that have been listed? Or?
No.
Okay.
I think what we need to get to is what impact can it have? One of the things that is troubling to me is, as we recognize who comes into this country illegally and where they come from, how you police this. Because
Thing is that you can't get this from another person. It's not contagious.
No, you got to have a mosquito bite.
You have to have a mosquito bite. It's not yet
but
clear
if the mosquito
whether it's
clean,
transmitted.
What I heard somebody say yesterday, if the mosquito, let's say another kind of mosquito bites you, and gets, if you have the Zika virus and a mosquito that doesn't have it bites you, then that mosquito will have the virus and bite somebody else, and that person gets it.
Well, that is possible.
That's a stretch.
That it's not the common way, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what do we really need to take away from this? I mean, how many people in America are really going to be in danger, really?
Well, if you're traveling to one of these 23 or so countries and you're pregnant or want to get pregnant, it's very serious.
Mm-hmm. If you get hit, if you get stung by a mosquito.
Well, you go to Brazil, it's a big deal there.
Yeah. All right.
3,000 kids already have got this, and the children die. It's really sad.
Well, all right. But again, I think that's a perspective we got to have. I just don't want people to go off half cocked.
The problem is it's so new, and fortunately, there's now some momentum to get a vaccine and to get some specific treatment, and that's where I think it is right now.
All right. How long does it take to get a vaccine for something like this?
Well, it depends. We're still trying on AIDS, and some viruses are very quick.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's unpredictable.
All right. Let's talk about eating well with no sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health, is it not? So when you need extra energy without added sugar and chemicals, what do you reach for? Ken's going to tell you about Super Beets and why you should be reaching for Super Beets.
Well, you can't have absolutely good health unless the level of nitric oxide in your body is adequate. This is the third gas in the body. Nobel Prize winning research in 1998 for the discovery of nitric oxide. This is the gas the red blood cells carry along with oxygen. The red blood cell releases it. The circulation opens up like a garage door opener. And then the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen. Your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, and the folks at Neogenes have provided two products to help your body make it, because as you get a little older, your ability declines, and the folks at Neogenes provide these dietary nitrates to help your body make it. Two products. Neo 40 helps increase your tank so you have enough nitric oxide and get that saliva test to see where your levels are. And then if you need a boost to get the nitric oxide level up, you're working out or you're going to look for those caffeine or energy drinks, instead go for the Super Beets and get that boost of energy in the middle of the day.
All right, take Dr. Ken's advice. Call now. 800-655-4183. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply on top of the 3 months that you pay for. So you get 4 months for the price of three. 800-655-4183. Man, is this great for your circulation and blood pressure. 800-655-4183.
Okay. This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doubly good Doug Stephan Good Day program, a double dose of ladies, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug, the double dose of guys. We have now a double dose of music, as that's what happens in this portion of every hour of Good Day. Some focus on entertainment, mostly music. We're going back to the year 1984 for a top five countdown, the five most popular songs during this week in 1984, starting with Matthew Wilder.
Wow.
Break My Stride, Richie.
This song is a time capsule.
How so?
Definitely.
It's so specific.
Sounds so much like that era.
You know, some songs are there and then they're gone. So when you hear them again, it just, boom, it just takes you right back to that specific moment in time.
Yes, I do. And this is one of them. Yep, you're right. Yep. Next one is not necessarily number four this week in 1984, belonged to Elton John.
And I guess that's what they're calling.
This wears well. This is one of the many songs that wear well, in my opinion. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Crank it up, Richie. Yep. One of the things that makes you want to hear him, like the Billy Joel Piano Man song. Did these two guys perform together, by the way?
For years, that's what I thought. Until Elton John started having hissy fits on stage.
Really? About what?
Yeah, he was here in D.C. and they couldn't get his mic right or something. And my buddy that was there said he got up and walked off the stage and came back like 15 minutes later. So Billy Joel just kept going.
Wow.
Like, all right, I guess it's my turn.
It's my turn. Number three this week in 1984 belongs to the Romantics. Another song that belongs to that era.
Yeah.
Using that definition that you had a minute or so ago, Richie. Yeah, this fits in the mid-80s. Talking in Your Sleep. I remember this song. This is a good song. Actually, the rest of the songs are pretty much period songs. in the top five this week in 1984. Next one belongs to Boy George, the Culture Club with Karma Chameleon, Still For Me. I actually think all these are great pop songs. I have always been a big fan of Boy George and the Culture Club sound, and it's a pretty good example of why it was so popular. It's just clever and silly. He was clever and silly,
you know, it's got a,
at the same time. A great beat to it.
It's got a little bit of soul to it.
Little story to it. Culture Club's Karma Chameleon, number two this week in 1984. Keep cranking, Richie. Can't sit still for this. When you go, you're gone forever. Remember that, Roberta. I don't agree with that, by the way, anyway. Let's move to the number one song this week. 1984 is the year. The group is Yes. This is more, this may not be an 80s sound only. This is,
no, you're still hearing this played on classic rock.
A little more universal. Well, I mean, all these songs are played on the 80s and 90s stage.
No, now, not Matthew Wilder.
Defines.
That break my, this song right here, Break My Stride.
But you see, that's what makes these 80s stations so phony.
Yeah.
Because they don't play all of the hits. They play the hits that they select. And you listen to K-Earth now here in Los Angeles, it's the same 700 songs over and over and over again.
I guarantee I haven't heard this song in 25 years.
I'm trying to remember the last time I heard it. It brings back a memory. Whether it's a recent memory or not, I guess remains to be seen.
So you can thank us when you're walking around later today humming this song.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Right.
Matthew Wilder at number 5, Elton John number 4, Romantics number 3, Culture Club number 2, and Yes, number 1 during this week in 1984. 28 after on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4 inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4 inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99 and all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18 month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, Wednesday the 27th. No, today's Thursday, right?
It is.
Yesterday.
All right. Congratulations. Welcome to the rest of the week.
Well, you make me so, you've desensitized me so much because you criticize it every time I talk about the day and the time.
You make it seem like we're all going to die in a week because you're like, oh my God, look at the time. It's already
5:00. No, I'm just emphasizing the time because I want us all to make the best use of it. And as we all know, those of us associated with the program, Roberto Sassanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, that the best possible use of your time when this program is on is to be listening to it. That's the best bottom line.
I listen to most of it.
Doze off a few times.
Parts here and there.
So, Jennifer, the three inmates who cut through half-inch steel bars, climbed through plumbing to a roof, and then climbed over the side of this high-security... See, the news media and the high-security jail thing, this was not. This is not a high-security jail.
Well, I
this
wonder
is a
who's
local...
saying that, because no one's... that must be a problem in the press that you're reading.
Press.
Yeah, because press no one's that I've seen is calling it as maximum
jail.
Security. This is a jail. In fact, they're getting criticized for not being high-security enough. Because
well, they shouldn't have been in the jail. They should have been in some prison someplace, not in a local jail, for God's sakes. These people are dangerous, dangerous. These guys, these lads, boys, you wouldn't want to be messing with.
No, definitely not. And a couple of interesting things that may be unrelated, but still stories circulating. Yesterday, an officer, I don't know if you had a chance to see this story, an officer in Orange County, which is where these guys escaped, had an AR-15 and ammunition in a case that he left on top of his police
car. Yeah, right.
And
he drove off.
And they're so worried about this, and I would imagine probably extra worried because these guys are out and about, that they have, like, bloodhounds looking for this gun just to try to find it and cover this guy. This happened in Aliso Viejo, which isn't terribly far from Orange County, definitely, like, in the same county area, but kind of bizarre.
It's a manhunt for a gun.
Yeah, then there are stories circulating that one of the guys, Hussein Nairi, who seems to be the worst of the three, I mean, they're all bad dudes, but this is the guy who bleached and set a guy on fire and then cut off his hoo-hoo in the middle of the California desert. Yeah. He, apparently, the rumor is through some channels of law enforcement, they believe it's a very big possibility that he's the only one that's alive, that maybe he used these other two for help and then dispatched of them quickly so that he could just kind of go off on his own. They're also going through the Vietnamese community where they think these guys have some ties to try to get someone to talk. And now five people have been arrested in the hunt for the three guys, although the three escapees still on the loose, but these five people surrounding them, people with connections, what law enforcement is saying is connections to the escaped inmates, have been arrested, and there's a $200,000 reward now for any information leading to the arrest of these guys.
Yeah.
Pretty insane.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It is, but it is what it is, and so a bit more malfeasance. Some people say I should rename this program the Alex Jones Show because all I can find is malfeasance. But you tell me where a government is operating well under the scrutiny that we have at this time because of the election. We should be asking all of these questions because supposedly whoever we elect is going to fix. That's who they're going to tell us. They're going to fix everything.
One of these guys was supposed to be deported to Vietnam back in the late 90s because he had been committed of crimes. He served time in jail. He was supposed to go back to Vietnam. There was some problem with his deportation, so soon enough, you're going to imagine we're going to start talking about that argument again about how we can't cleanly deport people that commit crimes here.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me just put you sort of in. I don't know what this is going to do for your mood, but there's an interesting rollback when it comes to who's running and all this stuff about tonight and whether people are going to watch Donald Trump on some other channel. And Bill O'Reilly says, please, 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 Donald, come to the debate. There's a poll called the Anxiety Poll.
Okay.
The anxiety poll suggests that people have more anxiety when it comes to Trump than they do to Mrs. Clinton. So if, in fact, you believe that Mrs. Clinton is going to win and I'm not convinced that she is, in the Democratic primaries, then she wins if the election were to be today. However, there is nothing in this poll that focuses on Michael Bloomberg. When Michael Bloomberg has entered into any of these early polls that have been done last 3 or 4 days, there's been a lot of polling about Michael Bloomberg having nothing to do with Iowa, nothing to do, well, he wouldn't have to be in a primary because after the primary season is over, Bloomberg says, okay, I want to get in to this. The polls, and they're, again, this is kind of loosely done, show him to have more favorability. Would people vote for him? That's the question. This is a favorability poll, but the sort of, I don't know whether it's a Trojan horse or whether it's the 800-pound gorilla, whether the rest of you saw this or not or heard it, we were talking about it earlier, Jennifer. Rupert Murdoch met with Michael Bloomberg over the weekend and urged him to run. So if Rupert Murdoch, who owns News Corporation that owns Fox, says, and whatever dance goes on at Fox, it's going to be the Rupert Murdoch's dance at the end of the day. If Murdoch's trying to get Michael Bloomberg to run, that tells you how much animosity there is.
I don't even want to. I don't even care to hear about this story because, you know, I got into a conversation with someone yesterday. Mm-hmm. What happened to the days of the real news organization?
Yeah, there's no real news anymore. Right.
That actually
report on the news.
right. that reported the news for the without having to become the news themselves. Yeah. I mean, I'm so sick to death of this, and this Trump thing turns the spotlight on it.
Yeah.
That these guys are so desperate to become stars that there are no real news reporters. They want to all be in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
I mean, I would point on CNN to Don Lemon, who gets trashed and drunk on national TV during New Year's Eve because they want to become part of the story. They want to become famous. They want to push the envelope. They want to direct the narrative. They want to direct the choices of the country. It's like, what happened? I mean, I know Walter Cronkite. I don't believe it's possible for any human being to report anything without a little bit of a slant. But what happened about the days when you tried? You at least tried to present.
It's not part of our society now. Our society now is everybody's got to have an opinion about something.
Yeah.
And this isn't just an attack on Fox. I mean, all the other news organizations do this too, but it's just, it's unbelievable to me that we just don't have that anymore. Everything is given to us with opinion baked into the batter already.
Yeah. All right. There's that, and our opinions are important, and your opinions are important. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Let's have a debate about the debate regarding the death penalty. Yesterday, Texas executed a man for, in a drunken stupor, fatally shooting a game warden. This guy in 2007 was 25 years old. He was home in a drunken stupor. He got his gun out, walked outside, started shooting possums and everything else. This guy's in the middle of nowhere. His house is out in the middle of the desert. He shoots it up and gets into his pickup truck, goes down to some game preserve or some federal, it's actually a federal, another one of these federal land deals. He gets out of his truck. He walks onto the land, starts shooting whatever is there, lizards, rabbits, squirrels.
Uh-huh.
And so the game warden comes to, there's two people in the pickup truck. They shine their lights on this guy. He turns around and shoots. He's drunk, shoots the game warden, kills him.
Wow.
And quickly is dispatched because the other warden, the other guy in the truck knows what's going on. They bring him to trial. They convict him in 7 minutes. He's found guilty by the jury, and he's then sentenced to death. So now this is only, 7, 8 years later? How often, when's the last time you saw anybody who'd only been on death row for 8 years executed? I can't. There's some people back in the 70s.
Usually like 40 years.
Yeah, right. People that are in death row since the 70s haven't been executed yet. So they were so eager to dispatch this guy for a crime like this. Sorry, no sale. This was an outrage, an atrocity that needs somebody to be looking at it more carefully. Why was it this guy got off as quickly as he did when he was just a stupid, drunken bum who didn't mean any harm? He meant harm in a sense. I'm not trying to make this guy come out like a hero because he was a stupid, drunken bum. But to send him to the death penalty when we've got other guys wandering around or in death row who have beheaded people, who have killed dozens of people, and they're still sitting around, I don't get it. And by the way, beheading, Richie, do you want to play that cut from the governor of New Hampshire, governor of Maine, so that people hear.
He was kind of joking, though, wasn't he?
Well, he was
tongue-in-cheek.
It was a little tongue-in-cheek.
No, just tell everybody what he said.
All right. So the governor of Maine yesterday on a talk radio program in Portland said, after going through a lot of machinations about the death penalty, who the bad guys are in Maine.
They're talking about drug dealers and what a scourge drug dealers are to society. And
so they should have the death penalty. And, in fact, let's bring back the guillotine is what this guy's name is. His last name is LePage, so he's French.
But he made a joke, and he goes, "We can even watch where their head drops." And he goes, the guy kind of paused, and he goes, "What? I like French history." It was sort of, it was definitely done with a comical twist. But
so then we had a discussion here. I think this was off the air. I don't believe it was on the air. About how do you know there was it Jack who said this, Richie?
Jack was telling us, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Apparently, back during the French Revolution, they actually had people who volunteered to try and tell you whether it hurt or not when they got their head cut off by the way they would blink their eyes.
Oh, jeez.
I tell you what, if you're going to kill me, I will tell you whether you're hurt or not by blinking. If I have one eye open, it's hurt. If I have both eyes opened, it felt pretty good.
I mean, please, come on now.
Viva la France!
Totally disgusting.
Oh, my God. People in this, we are crazy. Not we, collectively, certainly we aren't, but there are a lot of crazy people in the world. Unbelievable. Okay. Where are we? 45 past the hour. Something you can believe in, the circumstance that works for you if you got wrinkles. There are companies like the folks that produce Genucel. It's a company called Chamonix. They have a lot of great face products. They've got a lot of good cosmetic products. And Genucel is one of them. This is a sort of an anti-wrinkle cream that is aimed at getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the circles around your eyes. So we call 800-543-9262 and talk to somebody about how this works. It's created by Apple Stem Cell Experiments. It has hyaluronic acid in it, and I can go through all the ingredients, but I don't think people really care. Do you? I think they only care that it works and that it's all natural. I think that's what's bottom line here. 800-543-9262. So why don't you do yourself a favor? If you wake up like Roberta does every day with bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes and the dark circles there, call this number. Roberta's going to say, where's mine? I think you have
some.
Well,
send me some.
I know.
I've used it all up.
Oh, God.
It's great stuff.
800-543-9262. Lady writes, I felt the bags under my eyes firm up overnight. My skin was glowing. The product you talked about, Doug, helped me reduce puffiness immediately. A couple of weeks, I look like a new person. So get that kind of effect, or you get your money back. One way or the other, this product works. You're satisfied, or you get your money back. 800-543-9262. You will be amazed by the results. And when you're talking to the operator, remind them they're going to send you a tube of platinum dark circle treatment. After you buy the Genucel, you get the platinum dark circle treatment as an added bonus. 800-543-9262. While supplies last, putting these two together is a great idea. Get rid of the lines, the circles, the puffiness, the bags, and the dark circles. 800-543-9262. Your eyes will sparkle.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99 and all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Will you get a tax refund this year? If so, your first impulse may be to buy a new big screen TV, smartphone, or a vacation. But before you spend your hard-earned refund, think about the bigger picture. Melissa McKinley from State Farm says there's a way to turn your refund into an investment in your future.
Use your tax refund wisely by making it work as hard as you do. Consider saving for retirement or some other long-term goal. Using your refund to invest today could result in thousands of dollars that you will need during retirement.
How do you get started?
State Farm agents can help you build a financial strategy that works for your lifestyle. Long-term saving doesn't take a lot of money to get started. A person can start as early as their first job as a teenager. At that early start, even small amounts could have a significant effect over time.
A State Farm agent can help you review your investment options. Go to statefarm.com to find an agent near you. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network. Neither State Farm nor its agents provide investment, tax, or legal advice. Consult a tax or legal advisor regarding your personal circumstances.
Looking for healthy ways to keep up with those New Year's resolutions? Fitness trainer Laura DeAngelis recommends smart snacking to keep your energy up and hunger down.
It's helpful to have convenient portion-controlled snacks on hand for a quick midday break or to refuel after your workout.
Laura says Orchard Valley Harvest Snacks are a great alternative to impulse purchases like chips and candy.
Made with ingredients that are pure and simple, Orchard Valley Harvest Snacks contain no artificial ingredients, colors, flavors, preservatives, and are non-GMO product verified.
Learn where you can find these snacks at OrchardValleyHarvest.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, so where we are time-wise? Are we having fun yet?
I am.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
I hope you are.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
You all remember this movie from this theme by the Hives called Tick, Tick, Boom. But you will remember the voice and the words, and I think you'll be able to quickly identify what it is that we are focused on movie-wise here.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
His voice is just so good for this stuff.
He's terrific. He's really had out quite a good swath for himself.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
All right. So if you remember this from the first Taken movie that came out during this week in 2009, and it became the number one movie that week, Chucker, and there have been, what, two of them anyway since then, right?
Three,
the first one was really good. The second one was all right, and the third one was terrible.
Really? Is that so? Yeah. Isn't there another one in the works?
Not that I know of. I mean, I'm sure they'd like to get him to do another one, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Right. Is that a $20 million payday for him?
It was.
What does he get?
The last one was at least $20 million.
Yeah. And he started these things when he was 60, 63 years old, right?
Yeah, right.
Kind of his first, that was the first time he was classified as an action star,
right.
Wasn't
yeah,
it?
He sort of fell into our generation's Charles Bronson, although he's a little bit different. But.
Well, he's a little smarter, but he's my age, and he's still at it. And
he is.
I'm sure Charles Bronson will appreciate the compliment, but.
He's 63.
Is he? Okay, I thought he was a little...
So I guess he started him when he was about 58 or something.
Yeah, right. Yep, okay. All right, so that's our movie memory, if you will. Chucker has some movie news for us. Chuck Curry is the movie man, knows all there is to know about videos, DVDs, releases, that sort of thing. So we'll get to it in a matter of moments. Stay tuned. This is Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, so Chucker, our thought for the day today came from Alan Alda, whose birthday is today, 80 years of age. He said, quote, begin challenging your assumptions. Your assumptions are your window on the world. Scrub them off every once in a while, or the light won't come in. I think that's pretty appropriate and pretty smart.
Yeah, that's pretty good advice.
Yeah, and he's really, I didn't realize he was that old. One of our better character.
He was great in The Blacklist this past season.
Yeah.
He was the high-up government bad guy.
Yeah.
And he's still highly sought after. He's a really, like you said, he developed into a really good character actor.
From MASH.
Yeah, from MASH.
Yeah, he certainly did. Okay. All right.
You know, going back in time, this I find this to be interesting. Paramount Pictures announced yesterday that they're going to produce a big-screen version of Little House on the Prairie, the iconic 70s TV show.
Really?
Sought after Michael Landon. Now, I got a question for you. Do you think there'll be a market for that film?
It makes me laugh.
I don't know. I think
I don't know. I don't know either. I just find it interesting. You know, from first glance, I said to myself, "Well, they got to do. If they're going to do that, they're going to have to do it with somewhat of an edge." But if you look at the series, or if you watched it, that series did have an edge, and it was really good television show. Let's see how that plays out. Disney president Bob Iger says that Marvel will make superhero and Star Wars movies basically to the end of time. No surprise there.
They own Marvel too.
Well, there's so much storyline in all these things, especially in the superheroes, that they can do it for the next 20 years. Right. I don't have any doubt they can do it.
Just the Amazon and Netflix are now working on a lot of these independent features. The Sundance Film Festival focusing on them. Traditional studios are not doing well. Netflix says it'll increase monthly rates by $2 next year. What does that do to their popularity? If Netflix goes up $2 a month, does that keep people from using them?
People will pay it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they will too. I mean, that's
they will.
As it turns, especially when all the stuff is there. Wow. All right, so Chuck Curry is the man you can depend on for information, a real character in his own right as well. Thank you, Chucker. 59 past the hour. No shots at me today, too. Thanks.
Still got 5 seconds, Chuck. Go.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.